This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. Look, it's really, yeah, you know, I love it. I never press the right buttons at the right time for the right reasons. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Remember, I said, you know, you guys come at me from all walks of life, and I know it. I'm not stupid. I know that you appreciate different musics than I do and what have you. But you know what? Everybody except, well, I'll be nice about it tonight. Everybody, you know, you love Christmas, right? You have to. Even these ladies.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree.
And you can tell that I'm not into traditional Christmas music. Although I appreciate Christmas. I love Christmas. Christmas is all about the birth of my Lord and Savior. I don't know where you guys are at. But I got to tell you, we need a little change up. You know, Bing is a little old right now. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to my website, The Real Side. Well, look, I'm getting dog pictures and cat pictures getting thrown at me. I should be able to throw some weird stuff out, too, right? Don't you think? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are with me. You can head over to Facebook. A lot happening over there. They're all over there talking with themselves, talking about the show. You might get informed, God forbid. Right? I mean, you might find something out. God forbid we do that. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. You know, I'll tackle some of this Mueller thing, whatever, as we move forward here. I'm so burnt out on it. I can't second guess why President Trump's doing what he's doing. Why he doesn't just fix this thing. And it ain't that hard to fix. You know, put up with the backlash. You've got a strong backbone. Get rid of these boneheads. You know, everybody in there is looking to come after you, period. Everything they're looking for is something to come after you. So why put up with it? Find somebody that's neutral. Figure it out. Get Sessions off his butt to do what he's supposed to be doing. Or get rid of him. I mean, this guy, it's like, get this man a bottle of Geritol. Talk about low energy. What was he calling Bush, right? Low energy Bush or whatever it was. Get people in there. They're going to work hard. Slam it fast. Get it done and move on. So the government can truly get rolling. Denzel Washington, still calling Obama criminal in chief, says he tore the heart out of America. A black man calling. You think I'll call him a racist? What do you think? Still, right? He goes on to say that Mr. Obama ran the United States like a banana republic. As a criminal in chief, actually. He enriched himself, his cronies. You know, I love you guys who keep, all of a sudden you're worried about the poor. You weren't worried about the poor under Obama. Again, go look it up yourself. The rich got richer under Obama, and the poor got poorer. Seriously. Right? I mean, look at the real numbers. Don't look at the numbers as you get from the Huffington Post. Go look at the real numbers on the government's own website. Oh, that's right. Trump is in there now. He probably changed all the numbers. Under Obama, the federal debt skyrocketed. He was printing money by the end of his reign. This is unheard of in our history. He ran the country like a banana republic, said Denzel Washington. I am surprised. Oh, well, actually, he was at... They want to talk to him about his new film. Asked by a reporter whether his information about Obama was correct, Denzel Washington confirmed that it was. He said, absolutely correct. He also criticized mainstream media for attempting to turn Obama into some kind of an idol. He says, why aren't CNN discussing the facts? They think we're too stupid to understand the metrics? Denzel explained that he had seen a CNN segment about Obama's legacy that blew his mind and left him in a rage. Now, see, what's beautiful about this is he's a black man, mad at a black man. If you guys say, on the left, if you come out and say that he's a racist, and that's the only reason he was outraged about what Obama did, and that's unhealthy, I'm just going to roll around laughing, because aren't you doing the same thing about Trump? I mean, Trump is the ultimate real estate expert, isn't he? Think about how much space he's taken up of people's heads rent-free. Yeah, who else could do that? Great developer. I was thinking about some of his accomplishments the other day, even before he became president. All the naysayers. Well, he's only got 90 people working for him. He's only raised X amount of dollars. He's not. I mean, all these things that he wasn't doing. Right? He doesn't have a ground game. Well, for somebody who didn't have a ground game and only 90 employees, he'd get 30,000 people to show up, where Hillary had what? She had like 900 people working for her, a ground game, sometimes two in every major state. Couldn't get 100 people to show up at her outings. Right? Denzel went on to say there were more ready and willing workers out of the labor force than ever before by the time that guy left office. Obama blew it for America, and he blew it big time. And now they're trying to portray him as some kind of hero, some kind of expert, some kind of perfect person. The number of people in America on food stamps more than tripled in his second term. Now, you'd think it would be true of his first term because, you know, Bush screwed it all up and he came in to clean it up. The average family income went down dramatically. Homeownership rates across America went into the toilet. I've been telling you this for a long time. But see, Denzel's from Hollywood and he's a black man. They'll still tear him up because he's a conservative. The number of people on food stamps, more than tripled. Come on, let that sink in your head. More than tripled. The only ones that got rich, or richer during Obama's reigns, were his rich friends. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCA Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant Equipment Pond Water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Come on, everybody sing together. Please don't. I'm just joking. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. We'll just head over to the phones. Jason's on with me. Jason, thanks for being with me tonight.
Well, hello, Joe. What do you know?
Not obviously not much, right? I mean, seriously, think about it. I'm on the radio and not making the big bucks I probably could be making in the computer world, but hey, what can I tell you? So you want to You want to talk about the when you sent me a little note there about the Supreme? I looked at it. Go Supremes. They've been long gone. Oh, he's talking about the Supreme Court. Anyway,
it'll be more fun to talk about the other Supreme.
I know, wouldn't it be? I mean, at least you'd be able to make more sense out of it sometimes. So you're looking here at the Supreme Court today, and I heard that Justice Kennedy was really pushing back, or I wouldn't say pushing back, but really questioning the Colorado Attorney General and asking him, hey, really, aren't you infringing on their rights as well? I mean, it's supposed to be a happy medium here, right? Tell me what you know about it. First, tell people who you are, and then tell people what you know about the case.
Well, I'm Jason Ware. I used to be the top reporter and midday anchor for a different radio network than the one you're on until end of October, when they said, we can't afford to pay you anymore, hit the door. So, but, you know, just because I'm not employed at the moment with a news network doesn't mean I don't still have some insights from 30 years in broadcasting and news to look at these issues. And what struck me today, Joe, was looking at the really, really poor coverage and biased coverage from a lot of places. I mean, the last argument, I'm laughing at the Los Angeles Times coverage, which is just so, so liberally slanted. It's pathetic. You know, and there's arguments going, Supreme Court torn over gay wedding cake. Well, no, they aren't torn. The liberals are taking their position that anything gay rights activists want is okay. And the conservatives are saying, you know, freedom of speech is protected by the Constitution. And then in the middle, you have Anthony Kennedy, who I guess is going to flip a coin. But you were right about Kennedy's questioning. You know, the big thing that the gay rights activists are hanging on is that Kennedy asked whether if they prevail, if the baker's going to put a sign in his window that says they don't bake cakes for gay weddings, and whether that would offend the gay community. But the key to what he was really saying, because that's just an opinion, there's no legal... In that question where he's talking about putting a sign in the window, really has no legal... Where the legal came in was when he said later, tolerance is essential in a free society.
That's right.
Then he said, tolerance is most meaningful when it's mutual. It seems to me, in the state, in Colorado, its position here has been neither tolerant nor respectful of Mr. Phillips' religious beliefs. And right there is the big thing. That's what that saying is. Kennedy is saying, you have ignored this man's constitutional right to religious freedom.
Yep.
That tells you which way he's leaning in this. But there's some things that happen, Joe, that are not getting a lot of attention. The liberal press is not touching it with a 10-foot pole.
Of course they won't.
Sotomayor, at the end of her questioning, you know, one of the you know, the guy made a comment along the lines of, you know, that, you know, being in Baker, they should have the right to protect their, you know, their work. And she goes, well, then just don't do wedding. I mean, that was her whole thing was, you know, if you want to be a Christian, you can't bake cakes for weddings. That's the way this woman looks. I mean, in terms of her questioning, and this is going to offend some people, but really, she has a very bigoted position here. And she's just flat out ignoring freedom of religion and the Constitution and saying, if you want to be a Christian, well, you can't have a bakery business. You can't bake cakes for weddings in America. I'm sorry, if you target somebody because of their skin color or their religion and say, you can't be a part of the public forum because you believe this, that's the definition of bigotry.
You know, Jason, you know, when they start coming at me and coming at people like us for this, I always say the same thing to them. They're not being refused service. Let's get that straight. If they come into the bakery, they can buy anything they want. I don't know if the guy's got seats there. I'm sure they can sit down and eat it there, have coffee there, the whole nine yards. When you're talking about a wedding or something like that, this is a celebration where people partake or participate in the joy of the day. So for mainstream Christianity and most Christians, there's no joy there. They're helping you partake in something that is, in the eyes of God or in the eyes of the Bible, is a sin. They're not going to help you commit sin. Now
well, here's
that's...
More things that... Oh, go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
But my point, though, is that the judges are looking at this, or people are looking at this, like they're just saying, well, you're gay and I don't like you, so I'm not going to cook for you. That's not this at all. And they're not really understanding the reality behind what their belief system is, right?
Well, here's more that the left-wing media is leaving out of their stories. There is no restrictions in that guy's shop on anything else in that store.
Right. That's very true.
People could walk in and buy a dozen donuts and walk out. He would never, you know, this comes down to specially creating a wedding cake for a ritual. Now, here's the thing, and I don't want to get too into the Christian weeds for those out there who may not be a Christian. But in an overview, the Bible tells Christians to avoid anything that is being given to idol. Okay? Don't give anything for it. Don't participate in it. Don't give them a goat for their ceremonies. What this basically everybody's trying to do is say, this ritual, this activity that is blasphemous to your God, you have to actively participate in it and contribute to it. And that's where it's a violation of religion, because the religion, and it's not just Christianity, it's Islam, it's Judaism. It's saying that if you give something to a blasphemous ritual, you are blaspheming your God. And so the government, they're trying to use the power of the government to say you have to blaspheme your God or you can't be a business owner in America.
Can you imagine the Supreme Court trying to tell our founding fathers that? What do you think would have been their response? Who would they have hung first? Anyway.
You know, I talked to a couple of, I have some friends who are so liberal, Joe, you know, make your head spin if you ever met them, but we actually agree on this because they came to me, we were talking about it, I was ready to defend, they're like, no, we agree with you, and I was like, and they said, look, we don't want an African-American baker to be forced to make cakes for KKK rally.
That's a good point.
You know, like, we don't want to have to force a Jewish baker to make a cake for a ceremony where they're going to, you know, denounce Jews. And they, so, there are those people out there, Joe, there are people who can't see both sides.
Yeah, well, you know, they need to scream louder. Hey, hold on, talk to the break. We'll finish up then. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
I'll let you enjoy the music for a second. We are back. If you listen to The Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, I put up a, what's that video up on the Facebook page, and it's actually from last year, but it's after Trump had won, and they had a thing up, they were trying to do something like a Christmas thing, it's the hap, hap, happiest time of the year, only they changed it to it's the hap, hap, happiest time in 8 years. Right, remember, that was hilarious. It was, if you want to smile, if you want to have a giggle, if you want to have a laugh, then that's what you do. Okay. Anyway, I'm Joe Mussini, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me get back to Jason, where it joins us, and we're talking about what went on in the Supreme Court today and so many other things, really, that's happening in and around. And the Christian bakers that did not want to bake a cake for a gay couple to celebrate their wedding. And, again, Jason, thanks for being with me.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
All right, so let's kind of finish up with that. I mean, the reality behind that, again, is for me, in my mind's eye, when I was putting this out there, this is, and why would you want a Christian, someone who feels like you're sinning, to celebrate something like that with you? Would you not want somebody who bought into, who agreed with your way of thinking?
Well, Joe, here's the thing that is not being mentioned by a lot of, and I keep coming back to the liberal media, but that's who's doing this, Joe.
Yep.
And this guy, the baker, he was well known in the community as a Christian baker. It was known that, for example, he would not make cakes for somebody who's having a divorce party. If he found out they were ordering the cake for a divorce party, he wouldn't do it.
Do people do that?
Yeah, actually, I know people who have done that.
Oh, my God.
These two gay men.
All right, go ahead.
These two gay men knew when they went in and said it was for a gay wedding, he would say no. He was targeted by these two gay men to harass him and attack him for his Christian faith.
Yeah. No,
you don't hear that being mentioned on ABC or NBC.
Oh,
or
and you're not, and you know as well as I do, you're not going to hear that mentioned on either one of those stations or any one of those groups. To be, you know, really seriously. At least I don't think you are. I mean, am I drinking or what? I mean, you're not going to hear about any of that stuff.
I would be, you know, I'm not surprised that you don't. But this is the kind of thing that, you know, it's one of the things that I'm praying that I can get a chance maybe to get back into the journalism field and be able to get truth out again. You know, it's one of these things that there are so many, you know, people are making their decisions on this when they're not even remotely informed about it. Now, I know gentlemen, and I'm not, you go, well, who are these? I'm not naming them. I don't have permission to say their name on the radio, and so I'm not going to overstep my bound. But he's a friend of mine. He is involved in a gay marriage. He knows how I feel about it. He, you know, I mean, we still talk to each other. And he was all against the baker until I told him that these two guys knew about him and targeted him for this. And at that point, he got furious and stopped supporting them.
Really?
He said, you know, we can't expect people to accept us when we are deliberately targeting people who disagree with us to try to take away their livelihood.
Yeah, well, he's right. You're creating anger. You're creating animosity. You're just making it worse and making it. Look, it's you don't draw people in by punching them in the face, right? I mean, you reach out, you sit down, you talk about this. But like I said to you before, the problem that they're going to have, and I sat down with someone who I thought was a friend who was gay, and he, for all intents and purposes, made fun of my Christianity. For all intents and purposes, he looked at me and he said, you know, basically, you know, why do you believe in a book that's, you know, 2,000 years old, written by a bunch of men that had their own agenda? And I said, isn't that interesting that you're okay with, you're allowed to make fun, put down the book that I've put my life on, you know, the Word of God that I've put my life on, that's okay for you. I'm supposed to accept that and shut up and take it. It's always been amazing to me, right, that they're allowed to do that to us. Right?
Yeah,
it's sad and irritating.
I mean, that's where this case is such a big deal. If they come down and say that the Colorado government can force a Christian to participate in a ritual that the government knows is infringing on that person's religious faith, all bets are off. You know how we're not going to force clergy to perform gay wedding ceremonies. Well, that's next.
Well, it has to be.
I mean,
it's not going to stop where it's at now. You know
why? The human cries and the gay rights supporters before this, we just want the tax breaks. We just want we aren't trying to force ourselves on anybody else. We're not trying to tell you how you have to live your life. And then look what happened the moment the Supreme Court sided with them. So we have a track record of these supporters lying about their motivation. It's proven. It's on the record. It's not even opinion anymore.
Right.
So the question at this point, is the Supreme Court going to stand up? Basically, this is deciding whether the Supreme Court believes America should still have religious freedom in 2017 or 2018 when the ruling will come down.
And what do you think it is for them? What do you think they're looking at with this? If you had to take a journalistic look at this, and you're sitting there saying, okay, I hear the line of questioning. I hear what's going on. Is this going to be a religious freedom thing, or is this going to be a truly a freedom of speech thing? I mean, you can put Jesus in a bottle of urine upside down on the cross, call it art, and it's covered under freedom of speech. Right?
Well, and you know what? As distasteful as I find that as part of the sacrifice of freedom of speech in America.
I am not disagreeing with that line of thinking, but if it's put out there for everyone, if it's truly for everyone and it's equality, I'm okay with it. But the minute you start slicing and dicing, it's a different story.
This is the big disturbing thing about this, Joe. If you looked at the questioning, the four liberal justices made up their mind before the hearing even began. You can tell that in their questioning. They were all in favor of zapping out religious freedom and tearing that out of the Constitution before the hearing even started.
Interesting.
They are not even remotely impartial jurists here. Now, you can say the same about the conservatives, the four main conservatives, but we're talking about the U.S. Constitution that, in the words of the actual Constitution, provide religious freedom. It's right there. And these judges are just, we don't care. We don't want it there. And that's scary, Joe. I mean, they're basically saying that the Constitution that they took an oath to uphold, they're flaunting it and they don't care about it. So they lied when they took their oath of office.
You know, in studying some of the things going on with the Supreme Court and what our founding fathers wanted, the thing that people keep forgetting is, first and foremost, when the Supreme Court makes a ruling, do you know how they phrase it? Think about it. They come up with an opinion. The opinion is whether this thing is constitutional or not, or whether the law itself, the way written, is constitutional. The whole goal was to send it back to Congress, for Congress to make a law that the people could live with, that was within the confines of the Constitution. They were never meant to be the ultimate authority in everything that happened. We've turned them into that over the years, right?
They are essentially, I mean, this is going to sound bad, and for those of you that recoil, take a deep breath and think for 5 seconds before you respond. They're essentially nine kings and queens ruling the country.
Well, that's very true. That's very true, but you know they were always meant to be the weakest branch of the three, and look at they don't have first springs. They really don't have anything other than their Supreme Court justices that are supposed to look at the Constitution, look at the law, and make sure that everything falls in within those guidelines. And they're not supposed to just can it and send it away. They're supposed to look at it and say, okay, you guys need to take another swipe at this. Because you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So it
absolutely.
It's really interesting in watching the way we're going down. And you're right. We're throwing everything to nine people that weren't elected. They were appointed. They were appointed on a political basis. And you know the fact that they're political, can be seen in many, 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 many of their opinions. Their 5-4 opinions on a regular basis. So I mean, even look at the the one on letting the president's ban stand or not stand, it was 7-2. Why do you think that was? Yeah,
well, I'm being honest, Joe.
Yeah.
It kind of hurt me a little bit to see it was 7-2. Because it said to me at least two of the... There's somewhere deep in the heart of two of those liberal justices, there is still a little teeny respect for the Constitution.
Yeah, a little bit. Hey, Jason, thanks for being on with me tonight. Appreciate it. We'll get back to you again soon, I'm sure.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Going to hear from Dale Bellis. And you know what? Are you set for health care? We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
I like it. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-7... No, it's not Christmas music. Get over yourself. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, look, Bill Bellis is with Liberty HealthShare, the CEO of Liberty HealthShare, and you know, it's a different way of looking at taking care of your health. Now, most of the people I've spoken with about this, and it takes a little while to get used to. I don't mean years. I mean, it's a different way of doing business. You're not calling and begging the insurance company for permission. You're actually working a deal with your doctor. All right? And you really need, again, it's a different way to approach it. It's a different way of looking at it. You need to get informed. I'd love to inform you guys. Take it from there. You don't like it? You think he's wrong? Don't buy it. It's really that simple. You know, one of the things I like to do on the show is at least be informative. I know you guys, I don't sing or dance, so you're not getting entertained, and I try to bring information to you that's real, that you can think about. Because my thought here isn't to tell you that you're wrong and you need to do it this way or else. My thought's always to say to you, look, here's an alternative. Here's a different way of looking at something. Here's a different way to approach something. And then you decide. It's really that simple for you, or for me anyhow. You can take it, leave it, you can change the station, but get information first before you make decisions, before you decide to solidify something in your brain that only works a certain way. One of my regular guests on the show, and I enjoy having him on all the time, is the CEO of Liberty HealthShare, Dale Bellis, and he speaks plain, simple English, and we're going to talk about the difference between health sharing and health insurance, because there is a difference. And I know many of you say, I don't get it, but, you know, one is an insurance and one, I don't know what it is. Dale, thanks for being with me today.
It's a pleasure, Joe. Thanks for the invitation.
You know, and again, as we like to joke about, Drew, I mean, what is the difference? Why wouldn't I go for the insurance company as opposed to go to a health sharing program? That just sounds like socialism to me, Dale. I don't know.
well, a health insurance arrangement is a contract of indemnity where the insurance company agrees to and promises to pay based upon certain hazards that you encounter. You get sick, they're going to pay based upon you submitting your premium. Health sharing is a totally different methodology and premise. It's based on the American tradition of self-care and mutual care. That is, we take responsibility for the care of our health, but I'm in a part of a community that whenever I get sick and have costs, everyone shares in and bears a part of that cost. So I have a $10,000 bill. Other members are assigned to assist with that $10,000, and we crowdfund that individual member, and we pay each other's medical bills. It's voluntary, it's cooperative, but we're self-motivated and self-determined and directed, and that's really the distinction. We're all self-pay patients, but we share our costs in community with one another.
So there's not a committee sitting there deciding what treatment you can have or not have. It's actually other people, I like the term members. It's other members in the program that can sit back and see, and they're contributing as well. They're being part of your process, part of your solution, correct?
Absolutely, Joe. In fact, we base our sharing mentality and methodology based upon a Christian tradition of people helping each other whenever they're in need. That's one of our shared beliefs. So on the basis of our ethical and religious values, we care for one another in community with each other. But we also give each other the freedom to be self-determined in terms of the care of our health. So we each have the responsibility and the right to care and direct and manage our own care of our health, as well as share those costs that we can't pay for ourselves in community with one another. And so it's that balance.
Yeah, but I like the words you use. Like, you know, you've got the freedom and liberty to choose. First of all, under this kind of program, you can actually choose your doctor for real, right?
For real. We don't have a network of doctors. You choose your own doctor. You go to your own hospital. We're self-pay patients. And right. So we have that freedom to select and choose accordingly. And then we share those costs with one another, and we prepare whenever we process a bill for a member, the payment to that doctor or hospital based on national data that tells us what is a fair and reasonable reimbursement for that service. And we submit that to that doctor and hospital, and overwhelmingly, that's accepted and appreciated because it's fair, it's reasonable, and it's prompt.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing about it is I've experienced this in my own life with certain things where I've made deals with doctors or dentists or eye doctors, and I've actually done better than I would have done if I used my insurance company, you know, and people don't realize that you know, you brought up something in past interviews where this is kind of consumerism to a degree. We should be treating our health care like consumerism, right?
Joe, unbelievably, in every other area of our life, we experience that kind of consumer focus and orientation. I go to the local car shop. I get tires. I get a muffler. I get a tune-up on my car. I go to a restaurant. And whatever I do, I'm comparing the billing that's presented to me with what I've consumed or received. That's not the case in America with health care. And so it's time for the individual patient to be the consumer, demand that price transparency, and change the cost curve downward based upon really the ability of the individual patient to pay for that care. And it's oddly enough, what they send out as a bill is not what a hospital will receive to settle that particular service at a significant discount. And we advocate for our members in that way.
Now, I don't want people to get the wrong idea. You know, you talk about discount consumerism and all that. Don't miss the part that you get to go to the doctor that you trust. In some cases, you've loved for years. You've loved being around for years. You won't get any less service with it. You just have more control over the services you get and actually how you get them done, right?
We've removed that layer of bureaucratic red tape I refer to as medocrats, who have really grown up over the course of a number of years that are intermediaries between the doctor and the patient, making choices and decisions in their economic interests as opposed to what's in the interest of the patient. We've removed that, and now the patient and doctor are making those choices and decisions together, and we're just taking the fair and reasonable cost of that encounter and sharing it together in community.
Yeah, I love this. I love the whole thought behind this. You know, some of the questions I've gotten in the past, and you got to make people comfortable with this. Who are you responsible to? Because, you know, we've got in our minds, we've been taught to believe that unless the government, unless you're an insurance company regulated by the government, which should scare the heck out of everybody, but who are you responsible to? Who oversees you to make sure you're doing the right thing?
Well, first of all, there is a criteria established in the Affordable Care Act as to what constitutes a recognized healthcare sharing ministry. One of them is you have to be a nonprofit. Number two, you have to have an annual audit. Number three, you have to make sure that you never dismiss a member because they become too sick. There's like five criteria there in the ACA. So that's one side of our accountability. The other is, as a nonprofit religious organization receiving funds and facilitating the sharing of medical bills with members, we have oversight from the Internal Revenue Service. We have to follow all of the necessary standards for how a nonprofit organization functions and is regulated. And the third is, in each state, there are attorneys general that manage and oversee the offering of services to consumers. And so we're a part of that regulatory framework as well, that we're not over-promising and under-delivering, et cetera. And so we submit to all of that oversight.
Yeah, and it's, again, it's only – I know people are asking these questions because for what? 100 years we've been taught this is how insurance works. This is how you take care of your body. This is how you go to the doctor. And it's about time that people start realizing, you know, this is your body. You know, there's certain things you know, my wife goes to I don't even know the name of the type of chiropractor where they don't snap your head and snap your bones and all that. You know, they have a more gentle approach. It's her body. It's the way she's decided to make that work. And we need to start thinking that way. My body doesn't belong to the insurance company. It belongs to me. I should be able to take care of it the way I want to. Hey, Dale, tell people how to get a hold of you.
Well, I was just going to say that's the healthcare sharing grassroots movement that's occurring in America, where Americans are awakening to the opportunity that they can, in fact, manage, control, and direct the care of their health. The best place to go to find out about Liberty HealthShare, libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. You can ask for a free decision guide, we call it. It's an information packet that comes to your email or by mail. Peruse the pages of the website, toll-free number to talk to one of our advisors in our contact center. But libertyhealthshare.org is the best place to go.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Thanks for the information. And people, you need to check it out, libertyhealthshare.org. At least read about it. Learn about the real control you can have over taking care of your body. You know, you're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, next hour is a smorgasbord of stories. You want to find out what we're going to be doing, what we're going to be talking about? Some pretty outrageous stuff. Come back in the next hour. Go get your coffee. Grab yourself something to snack on. You all need something to snack. I just had a snack. You can have a snack, too. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Come on back in a little bit. We got a lot more coming up.